Good afternoon. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, my guests today are Penny Beyer, Tara Ritchie, and Samantha Graham. Penny, Tara, and Samantha are the organizers for the first ever Walk, Run, Bike for the Boreal event, taking place Saturday, June 8th, and we'll be talking about what the event entails. So let's get right into it. I'll start with Penny. The Boreal Discovery Center is hosting their inaugural Walk, Run, Bike for the Boreal event. Could you explain what the event is?
It's going to be a major fundraising event that promotes some active living, family fun, and a little bit of helping in building community pride and spirit. And we're very fortunate to have some excellent support through Valley in putting this on and organizing it, because it is quite a large event, and we're looking forward to having, I'm going to say hundreds of participants, but we're looking forward to some good participation.
How did the idea for the event come about? In other words, what was the inception of the idea?
This actually comes through Valley. We had talked in the past about different fundraising events, and Valley had offered to make a major contribution to the Boreal Discovery Center. And part of the agreement was that we do things together, A, to promote Valley's involvement, but also to enhance the funding that Valley is giving us through matching pledges or actions or activities. And that's kind of where this came from. So Valley had been involved with another organization with a similar walk several years ago. So there was some expertise there. They saw the success of it. They saw the excitement that was created in the community, and they suggested this as a good option for us. So we decided that we would absolutely go with it. So through this, what's really exciting is not just the fact that we are going to be having people involved in activities at the Boreal Discovery Center and participating in the routes, but also that Valley has offered to match every dollar donated up to a maximum of $50,000 that's raised starting with this event through to the end of September. And that is huge for us. That is such a boost to our efforts.
So where will the money raised at this event be going towards?
The money will be used primarily to support initiatives that will support programming. We look at ourselves as an educational center trying to promote connections between people in the boreal forest, because so many of those connections have been lost. So whether it's to the animals or to the plants or to the culture or the traditional lifestyles that help people thrive for generations, or maybe it's modern adaptations that we've made. So the idea is to educate people, but in an interactive environment and in a friendly environment, of course. So there is a lot of infrastructure that needs to be developed to support that kind of programming. There are people and expertise that's required to deliver that programming. So that's where we're headed with this.
I'll turn the next question over to Tara. Why did Valley want to help the BDC with the walk?
So Valley is a very proud supporter of the Boreal Discovery Center. And, you know, with the focus on our boreal forest and the environment, it's also, focused on having families and youth engaged and learning about the boreal forest in the area. So we're just very proud to be part of this. And as far as for, you know, our employees and the community, it's also going to be a key attraction to, you know, attracting and retaining people who are living in the community, and just very proud to be part of that.
There are multiple routes that participants can take where they can walk, run, or bike. Tara, could you explain each of the routes?
There are a few options at the event. So there's a 10K, 5K, and a 2-kilometer family fun walk. For those that want to challenge themselves, there's the 10K run or bike. There's also the 5K, and that's for a walk or a run. We are available to time if anybody's interested in having their run timed. So there is the family fun walk. So with regards to the walk, everyone's welcome. You can bring your pets, wagons, strollers. So it is just a leisurely stroll. So just to get everybody out, there will be snacks and prizes. So we're just inviting the whole family. There'll be children's activities. So we're just hoping that people will come out and enjoy the morning.
So Samantha, there is more planned for the event aside from the walk, run, bike. Could you go into more detail as to what else is planned for the day?
Sure. So after the run or walk or bike, we invite all the families to come out back to the Boreal Discovery Center. We'll have some activities for the kids, scavenger hunts, rock painting, identifying fur pelts and animal tracks, and we'll just have a nice community barbecue there afterwards as well.
How do people who want to participate in the event sign up for it?
The pledge forms and the registration sheets are up on our website, which is borealdiscoverycenter.org. They'll be on our Facebook page. I believe you can download from Facebook. And you can always email us at borealdc@gmail.com, and we can send you one that way. We also expect to have information scattered around the city in various stores and other locations. So if you see one, you can just pick it up that way. Of course, you can come to the Boreal Discovery Center. We're till the end of May. We're on winter hours still, so we're open Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 4. And so they're more than welcome to come in. And when they come in to get their application forms, they can see our awesome sturgeon habitat as well, and probably have somebody explain some of the plans that are coming up for the Boreal Discovery Center.
All right, so let's start wrapping things up here. Were there any final thoughts, or was there anything we missed that you want to get out there? Penny, let's start with you.
There's a few things, I guess. One is that this is a fundraising event. There will be a registration fee, and there's prizes, as Tara mentioned. There are prizes for the most pledges raised. So if you raise over $250, your name is entered into a draw from Comair for tickets to Winnipeg return. If you raise $100 or more, your name is entered into a bicycle, which is donated by NC Crossroad Lanes. Anybody who raises $50 will get a summer cap donated by Valley. So having said that, there'll also be corporate challenges. So if there's any businesses out there with employees who especially love to do family things, we're going to ask that corporations challenge each other so that we can get a little bit of momentum built that way as well.
All right, Tara, do you have any final thoughts or anything we wanted to add on?
So we just want to thank everyone that's been involved with this event and supporting us. So Comair, NC Crossroad Lanes. We also have Music Makers, Thompson Ford and CHTM that have been supporters of this event. So just want to acknowledge that and thank them very much. We also have a lot of businesses that will be supporting and providing prizes. So we also want to acknowledge them, and we'll do so at the event. Just so everyone knows, so there is a registration fee for the runs. So for the 5 and 10K run, it's a $20 registration fee. For the Family Fun Walk, there is a fee, either $5 per person or $20 for the family. So just everyone come out and enjoy. So just want to remind everybody that's planning to participate that registration does start at 9 a.m. So the walk and runs start at 10, but we'd need everybody to be down there by 9:30 at the latest to be registered and ready to go. So.
All right, Samantha, do you have any final thoughts or anything else we didn't get to touch on today?
Yeah, if there are any businesses or people who are looking to volunteer or support us, they can call us at 204-677-5919, or they can email us at borealdc@gmail.com.
That was Penny Beyer, Tara Ritchie, and Samantha Graham, who are some of the organizers for the Boreal Discovery Center's Walk, Run, Bike for the Boreal event, which is taking place on Saturday, June 8th. If you want to participate in the event, check out the BDC's website, Facebook page, or drop by the Boreal Discovery Center. You can also pick up registration forms at CHTM during office hours. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.